Welcome to the Vital Dawn Podcast for Friday, April 19th. U.S. equity futures are in the red, but they have bounced from the lows of the morning. So you have S&P futures down about 22 points. That's 43 basis points. Dow futures are down 127 points. That's about 33 basis points. And you have NASDAQ futures off 122 points, or about 70 basis points. The S&P futures right now are trading at about 5,025. The overnight low was about 49.60, so big move from that low, but still in the red. In Europe, you are looking at the major indices trading off about 70 to 80 basis points. Underperformance in Europe in autos, industrials, tech, banks, and energy. You're seeing outperformance in utilities, telecom, insurance, real estate, and staples. And then Asia generally was a sea of red. You had the Nikkei fall 2.6%, the Hang Seng dropped 1%. Taiwan TAIEX fell nearly 4% because of a huge slump in Taiwan's semi. And then India is the only outperformer in Asia, up about 65 to 70 basis points. So a few moving pieces this morning. The big news came out of the Middle East. Israel struck in central Iran. So we've been reading all week that Israel would respond in some fashion to the Iranian attack from Saturday. They did so this morning in an extremely calibrated fashion that seems deliberately designed to de-escalate, not escalate tensions. So you saw oil surge when the headline first hit. Oil has since come back. It's now flat to up small. And you're seeing similar type of move in equities where they dove on the news but have since rebounded. This is not to say that geopolitics is going away by any means. You have major wars happening in two huge theaters with Ukraine and the Middle East. And you're likely going to see an Israeli operation into Rafah in the coming days or weeks. But as far as Israel and Iran are concerned, I think, again, this is probably the best case scenario. Reports suggested all week that Israel would do something. Iran is downplaying what happened. The state media is downplaying it. Government officials are downplaying it. And then in Israel also, there seems to be an effort to kind of de-escalate, not escalate. So it's extremely fluid. We'll have to see how it unfolds. But after days of selling in equities and then this morning's dive, I think in the near term, you have now a sustainable trough from which you can rally and bounce. So that's the big development in the morning by far. A few other things to note. Nothing too important on the economic front. UK retail sales fell short of expectations. Japan CPI came in a bit under expectations. No big monetary headlines. The Fed will now enter into its quiet period. I think you have one or two speakers today, but after that, you'll be in a quiet period ahead of the May 1st FOMC decision. On the earnings front, Netflix is the big report. So Netflix is down about 6% remarket trading. That is accounting for the underperformance in NASDAQ futures. The Q1 results for Netflix were a blowout. The guidance for the full year was not horrible, but it does point to a deceleration, especially in the back half. Again, Netflix came into this quarter pretty fully valued, pretty crowded, very optimistic sentiment. So the bar for it was very high. There was some concern that you had this big tailwind from the crackdown on password sharing that will now come to an end. They did also announce that starting in Q1 of 2025, they will no longer provide subscriber numbers, focusing instead on just overall revenue and operating income. That's another reason that people are citing for the pullback, but I think it's more a positioning kind of technical reaction. But I will also say that the tech earnings season this week, ASML, Taiwan Semi, Infosys, and Netflix, has been underwhelming. By no means disastrous at all. ASML left its guidance unchanged for the year. Taiwan Semi left its guidance unchanged. Netflix, at worst, guided in line with the street for the year. So these are not bad reports by any means, but I think the reactions in the stocks, you had a huge decline in ASML, Taiwan Semi, and now Netflix in pre-market trading, speaks to that there are still technical imbalances within tech. I think the market's been very focused on macro issues and higher yields and geopolitics. And tech is always thought to kind of just be a constant source of stability and strength. But if you now start to go through the Q1 earnings season and you have more tech reports come in a disappointing fashion, that obviously will be a source of big disruption, for the market. So, that's certainly something to watch, over the coming weeks as we get into the kind of the real heart of the reporting season. So that is all the news for today on the calendar. For Friday, as far as scheduled news, the big things that I'm watching will be American Express earnings and Procter & Gamble earnings up for the open. Otherwise, nothing else really is on the calendar. Next week is a huge week. You have a lot of big events. So next week will be the peak volume period of the Q1 earnings season. I have all the names that are reporting in the piece, so I won't go through them, but Google, Microsoft, Boeing, a lot of big names. And then on the macro front next week, you have huge economic data for the U.S. on Thursday and Friday. So Thursday, you have Q1 U.S. GDP and the Q1 PCE, and then Friday, you will get the March PCE. Supreme Court oral arguments in the Trump immunity case, and BOJ decision Thursday night, ECB inflation expectations. So a lot on next week's calendar. And that is everything for today, Friday, April 19th. Thank you for listening.